Just over 2 years into serving as Pittsburgh's chief of police, Cameron McClay announced his resignation Friday. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young reports Mayor Bill Peduto and McClay discussed the decision at a press conference held to address escalating rumors.
McClay carried the candid tone he's used throughout his tenure as chief right up to his resignation. A reporter asked if something had changed since he recently said he'd stay on as chief as long as the city would have him.
Well, yeah, I can address that. I've been recognizing that I was getting close for a very long time. The mayor and I have been talking about this since mid-August, and I wanted to make sure that the transition was smooth, that it served Pittsburgh, it served my membership well. And was I going to tell you about it? No. Nothing personal.
Mayor Bill Peduto, who's been a defender of McClay's in light of controversy, says when the chief was brought on as an outsider, the first outsider in about 150 years, it was because change was needed.
Pittsburgh needed a reformer. We needed somebody who could come in, who would have the ability to instill professional standards within the Bureau, take away the politics and make a Bureau based on merit. We needed somebody who could mend the wounds with the community. And we needed somebody who understood 21st century policing. And we found that person in Cam McClay.
But McClay says there were some clear roadblocks to executing that vision.
Change is hard. Everybody wants things to be different, and we all resist change, right? That's simply human nature. But please understand, improvements only come about with change.
He said the police union's vote of no confidence in September was not the reason for his departure. Neither were the conflicting reports by the Citizens Police Review Board and Office of Municipal Investigations that he had or had not violated city code with his DNC appearance.
Sometimes the guy who has to come in and knock down the silos and change the systems and say, I don't care that you always used to do it this way, now there's a better way, ruffles enough feathers and hurts enough feelings that really getting people to want to follow you becomes harder.
He says that he tried not to be that type of leader, and that he could have forged on with support from the mayor, but says he also developed many future leaders of the force, many of whom were trained in leadership and promoted during his tenure. McClay and Peduto touted changes in the past 2 years, mainly efforts to move towards more proactive policing strategies, like improved community relations, better training, and more data-driven policing efforts. Still, McClay said he's accomplished everything he possibly can in the position, although there's still more work to be done.
No, there's a lot that's not done yet. We've made some progress, but am I pleased about our ability to diversify our workforce? Absolutely not. There are a lot of change efforts that are on the right course, but they're not quite done yet. So I leave here extremely proud and extremely happy, and I'm not leaving here with, because of frustrations, I'm moving to higher ground. I think I have an opportunity to contribute elsewhere.
McClay's last day on the clock is December 4th, although with his accrued time off, November 8th will likely be his last day on the ground. He does not have another job lined up, although he says there's lots of vacancies in police bureaus across the country. He says it's par for the course that those attempting reform, particularly in urban bureaus, experience great pushback. He says for now he'll return to Wisconsin to be with his family. And McClay says he has plenty of confidence in Assistant Chief Scott Schubert, who's been on the force for 24 years and will serve as acting chief for 90 days.
I don't see many changes at all. We're not going to stray from the vision that we're going. We all believe in it. And as the mayor said, we're going to double down. We're going to keep it moving, and we're just going to enhance it.
Peduto said there's no search for McClay's successor. Rather, the 90 days is a chance for Schubert to prove his ability to take on the role. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Virginia Alvino Young.